Is this thing on? Welcome into the show, Marvel Fantasy Football Podcast. Let's go. Yeah. Draft season is here. Mock drafts are here. Oh my goodness. We're 1 month away from our draft and I can't wait. I was so excited that I wanted to drop a quick, short podcast. A test run, if you will. How about that intro, Marvel Studios intro? Probably some copyright issues down the line. Hopefully they let me even post this podcast because I have that song in there, but I thought it was pretty fitting for our league. So just wanted to say welcome to the league, everyone who has returned over the years. Want to welcome in, first of all, welcome back, Juan. Didn't want you to leave to begin with, but it was a rocky road last year, let's just say that, but so happy that we have a punishment finally fulfilled by your boy Juan Torres. So welcome back to the league. Nice job with the video. It was so bad that I watched it multiple times. It's so bad. It's not at least what I pictured at all. And I think that's what made it so funny. He gets this little end table out of his house, clearly goes to the backyard so no one sees him, and has someone he knows walk up and demand lemonade, which it's still under investigation whether it was lemonade or orange juice, but it was just so bad that it was funny, and I got to give him props. It counts. It was a dry run as far as last place punishment goes, so I'm just happy that we can continue it. And we have to think about what this year's punishment is going to be. I know people do love the lemonade stand. It's kind of been a staple as far as last year goes. Chris Roach had the great idea of going out to eat with a stuffed animal. That's also a great one. So do we want to flip the script and change it up this year? Or do we want to keep the lemonade stand going? Maybe and tighten up some of the rules on how the video should go for the last place punishment. I'm all ears on that, so please, you're welcome to bring ideas to the chat. Where was I? Welcoming, yes, Joe Chick, welcome to the league, resident 49ers fan, longtime friend. He was buying alcohol for my wife back in the day when she was underage and all her friends, and I've been friends with Joe Chick ever since I met my wife. Just a great guy, loves football as we all do, so welcome to the league. Sorry if I wasn't supposed to spill the beans on the alcohol part, buddy, but I think it's hilarious. And lastly, Mr. Tom Beggs, my fantasy confidant. Him and I played basketball for years and years, and when we both discovered how much we love fantasy football, we really debated whether we wanted to play together because we were chatting every single week, bouncing trade ideas off each other. He's an adamant player. I love playing, but it was time. I think he was in a couple leagues where whether the commissioner wasn't, a strong leader or some fishy things going on in leagues. I hate hearing about that stuff. So hopefully I can be a strong commissioner and give some structure to you, Tom. So I'm happy to have you in the league. I don't want to speak for everyone, but I do love this league. And it's not just because of me. It's because of the structure and the people playing. The knowledge of the game is here. People participate. I think it's just a great league. So welcome, one and all. And lastly, so again, short show. Lastly, I just want to remind everyone, the free agent budget, FAB, we're switching to FAB. So no more waiver priority this year, meaning, if you're 0-3, you automatically get the number one draft priority. No longer doing that. I think we put that to a vote early last year. I mean, I started 0-5 last year, and it was just completely unfair that it automatically was getting the top waiver priority. Obviously, it didn't help. Still didn't make the playoffs. So we're switching to a $200 budget. For those of you that don't know how to do it, if you play in any of my other leagues, we are already switched to a FAB budget. But you get 200 fake dollars for the entire season. You, on Tuesdays when waivers open, you get to blindly bid on players. You have no idea what the other owners are going to be bidding on for them. And Wednesday morning, it's like Christmas morning. You get to wake up and see if you got that player. So it just adds more a strategic aspect to it. fantasy football is already a game of luck. So anywhere where we can remove the luck and add, you know, a strategic aspect to it, I'm all for. So waivers is one of them. Even week one, if you all of a sudden week one, you just have the lowest amount of points in your 0-1, well, there's going to be five other people that are 0-1. And if you just happen to have the least amount of points, you're going to get the number one waiver priority. With the fab budget, that's not the case. It's an even playing field every single week. And one more note, you can do a $0 bid. So once waivers go through Wednesday, the remaining players that were not bid on, they can be added for $0. Those are free. You just hit, click add, and they're automatically on your team. If you run out of money, you can still put a bid in, $0 bid, and if nobody bid on them, you would get that player. If someone bids at least one more dollar, then they would automatically get that player, obviously. So a lot of strategic parts to this, and if you have any further questions, don't hesitate to hit up the chat or hit me up on the side. But as far as I know, all of my leagues have enjoyed playing with this budget. But that's all I had for you. We have about a month until our draft. I can't wait. Once again, if anybody wants to trade for the number 10 spot, I have done 3 draft lotteries out of my 6 leagues, and I'm the number 10 pick in all 3 leagues so far. So I'm looking to trade out of the number 10 spot. If anyone wants it, please hit me up. But other than that, that's all I had for you today. Again, a dry run for the podcast. Thanks for listening. And we'll see you in about a month. Let's go.